Hi, welcome to MVP Tech Talk, Career Coding and Cookies. My name is Glenna Shaw, and I'm here with my fellow PowerPoint MVP, Nolan Haynes, and we wanted to talk to you guys about reinventing office charts. So one of the things that Nolan and I have in common is we love visualizing data in presentations specifically, and displaying data in presentations is a little different than spreadsheets and dashboards. You have to have a little more consideration for it. And Nolan has this really cool term that's like one of my favorites, so I'm going to let him tell you about it.
So I think the term is glanceable.
Yes, it is.
When it comes to presentation, bar charts and line charts and all the standard ones, it still works, but you really don't want people looking at the screen for that long when you're presenting live because you want the focus to be on you. You are the presentation.
Right.
So you need these charts even more so than in print and in spreadsheets and things like that to be glanceable. You need to be able to look at it, get the story of that data, and then I call it a visual carriage return to back to the speaker.
Right.
So that's really what you want. So that's how they're a little different.
So what are like some alternative ways to display data?
So one of my favorites for presentation is a unit chart.
Mm-hmm.
And a unit chart looks something like this. This is an example of a unit chart, a cute little fish one. Fish chart. In this case, the units are fish. Right. You can use anything, though. I know everyone's seen what I call the bathroom people, right? The sort of nameless, faceless bathroom people. Really good for showing percentages, but you can get pretty abstract with this stuff. A lot of times, I'll just use like a grid of 100 squares and fill in. You know, if I'm doing a percentage, we'll just fill in 5, and it's a good way, to show, I don't know, 3 out of 4 dentists or something like that.
Yeah, I think they're very effective. So I know that you have one go-to alternative chart that is your favorite. So
yeah,
talk about that one a little
sure.
bit.
Sure. One that I use a lot is what I call a proportional shape. You call it something a little different,
right? I call it relational shapes.
Okay. I know other people call them sized area circles or
relational Venn diagrams.
Also, there's no agreed upon term.
No.
But essentially what we're talking about is something like this. And in this, we've got giving to a specific cause by these various foundations. And the values, for example, 300 million for the Buffett Foundation is being encoded into the area of the circle. So these are nothing but PowerPoint circles. They're not live charts or anything. But the trick here is that you need to know what size circles to make.
Yes.
And this is where math comes in, right? So if we remember back to high school, it's area equals pi r squared. You can create a spreadsheet to very sort of, you know, calculate these values, and I do occasionally, but there's a way that you can have PowerPoint and Excel help do the work for you. So if we look at this data set, for example, all right, t-shirts sold by color. Pie chart is fine, right? Bar chart
classic
is fine.
Charts.
It's
nothing
not bad.
Wrong with it, but not very exciting.
Right. And how many bar charts and line charts have you seen in the last couple of months?
Tons.
Last week?
Course.
Thousands,
yes.
Probably. So so we can take this this data set, and we're going to use something called a bubble chart. And a bubble chart, if we go to insert here, this is under charts under XY scatter. It's the second one to the end. Don't use the 3D ever.
Just
pick. Just pick the regular bubble chart, and if you insert it, and of course if you insert in PowerPoint, you get dummy data, which I like. In Excel, you need to start with data, and you'll see that it's an XY chart with X values, Y values, but it brings in this really important third one, size, and that determines the size of the circle. So
the positioning has no purpose here. It's not really relevant.
We don't care what it is. You
yeah.
can change them if you want. You can actually use these to name the values. Doesn't matter. But you'll see that as we change the values here, the proportion and the size of the circles changes. So we're going to use bubble charts to get to our end. Now, if you're doing this, you want to make sure that you change the default transparency here to a solid fill. It doesn't matter what color. We can always change that later. But just pick a solid fill. That's going to be important in the conversion process. Now, I've already made a appropriately colored and labeled version here.
So we got a sample.
Yeah. Now, before we do the conversion, we're going to take away some stuff that we just don't need. For example, our grid lines, our horizontal ones, our vertical ones.
Classically referred to as chart junk.
In this case, chart junk, yeah. I mean, because we don't need it for to tell this story. Certainly axes can be useful elsewhere. So we have our sort of empty bubble chart now, and we're going to copy, actually up here, we're going to copy, and then we're kind of done with this, so I'm just going to move it down on the page. We're kind of done with it now. So we've copied it.
This is kind of a handy trick, is in PowerPoint you can move stuff off the slide and kind of hang on to it to save to work with later.
Right, so I'm going to take paste here and I'm going to go paste special. Not as a JPEG or a PNG, but something called an enhanced metafile or EMF.
And that's really important?
Yes. So once we paste it, it doesn't look any different, but it is no longer a chart. It's still vector, which is important. It's just shapes. So this is a vector file format. Now, we're not done. We're almost done. We have to ungroup this thing. So if we ungroup, and it's going to give you a pop-up warning, just hit yes. Now, can you just ungroup once?
Eh.
No.
Tell me.
You have to ungroup twice. Why is that, Glenna?
Well, I suspect it's because maybe the background is grouped or some weird thing.
Maybe.
Whatever.
We're not sure exactly. But so it gives you this weird sort of empty box. I think that's the background. You can delete that. But what you'll see is you now have PowerPoint circles. And they have some ugly outlines that came out of nowhere, so you can remove those. But the important part here is that you have PowerPoint shapes, and you should take your labels in the separate boxes and put those into the circles. That's a best practice. But from here, you now have your proportional shapes. You can make these as large or as small as you want. The important part, and remember, hold down Shift. I didn't do that initially. Hold down Shift before you select, and that will keep them circles. The important part is everything needs to be made bigger or smaller at once.
Right. Proportionally. I mean, that is the point.
Right. The moment you do one of these things where you just take one circle and make it bigger,
Yeah,
you got to start over because you've just broken your chart. You've broken the proportionality. But now, so now the important thing is you have circles, and you can now be a presentation designer. You can design these organically. This is the way I usually like to do it. You can get more linear with it if you want. You can change the colors and transparency and move things around. But something like this is I use all the time. It can be really small on a slide, really big. You can throw this in Word if you wanted to.
It frees you up to actually make something that's eye-catching and attractive, but people aren't going to be spending a lot of time going, looking at the details.
Exactly.
On it. They're going to be paying attention to you as a speaker.
And it's a little more memorable. And right now, this is pretty much the way you've got to create proportional shapes in PowerPoint. Well, you can do this in Excel, too, of course.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. So that wraps up reinventing office charts. And we hope you guys got some good ideas for alternatives to your regular bar and column chart. And you should just use your imagination. That's it.
Thanks.
Thanks.